Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit Sports Fitness and Performance. Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's all stay safe. We've got a great doubleheader today. Cary Powell, he's been a tennis coach for four decades at all levels. He pays a big attention to what we on the Sports Doctor call the mental game in his upcoming book, Zone In. So he'll be joining me. And then we've got returning Christine Blanchett. She's the accomplished online TV host. She's a running celebrity. She's the creator and producer of British Columbia's online popular Run With It. And Christine and I, we trade radio shows. I think I'm joining her the end of January. Then the Sports Doctor's in first. Let's start it off. Cary Powell, tennis coach, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Doc.
Great to have you on. Of course, Cary's one of our successful orthotics tennis patients. Otherwise, we told him we might not have him come back. Cary, give me some background on you and your long career in the world of tennis, and your not that new, but big attention to the mental game.
Well, I've been in the game for, like you said, four decades, played Division I tennis, Missouri State, got right into teaching with a wonderful organization, John Gardner's Tennis Ranch, that had places all over the country, Scottsdale, Arizona, Carmel Valley, California. And I was the director of tennis for them in Florida, at the Palm Beach Polo Club. And taught for 40 years doing that, had the opportunity to work with all sorts of players. I coached the girl who's now the Federation Cup captain, Kathy Rinaldi. She's actually from Stuart, Florida. So I was working with her for some time. The girl who went to Rollins College, won the NCAA's, Wendy White from Atlanta, worked with her into some tournaments and did that, and also fell into the club scene working with ladies' teams, men's teams, developing juniors.
You know, Cary, we've talked about it a long time on the Sports Doc. You know, I put orthotics in John McEnroe's shoes, man, and Tracy Austin back in the early 80s. And we all are very, very familiar with the tremendous physicality of tennis. You know, we see some of the best athletes today. The game has gotten so incredibly more physical. And, you know, keeping your clients out of trouble, preventing them from all sorts of overuse problems, especially even at the club level, has always been a big-time challenge. You know, tennis is a physical sport.
Oh, it's incredible. To do what you do as an athlete, think of, a Rafael Nadal playing 5 hours constantly with no one coming in to make substitutions. That's him out there on the court, you know, for 5 hours. It's an incredible sport, and you have to be in great shape. You've got to, you're running, you're stopping, you're covering miles and miles, you know, in 2 second bursts. So yeah, it's a demanding sport. It takes a lot of physicality, but also what I found is that it takes a lot of mental work, that it's just not how great you are as a physical specimen, but also how well you can deal with the pressures.
You know, Cary, now you're talking about a topic that's so near and dear to the Sports Doctor. Again, for decades, we've talked about, I call it the mental game. whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're trying to come back from an injury, whether your son or daughter is an accomplished athlete, whether you are a senior trying to stay healthy in whatever your activity happens to be, everybody pays big attention more and more to the mental game and the idea, again, of being able to stick with it, for example, fight through it, develop with the pressures. You know, the tennis is big-time pressure, very, very early ages, and has been, you know, for years. It's always been one of the biggest challenges, the whole burnout affair. Now, I know that your sister's a psychologist at NYU, right? Isn't she somebody who got you very involved in some of these other aspects of the mental part of it?
Oh, yes. She is just retired this year. She's a professor at NYU. She had a private practice there in New York. And it was kind of funny because when I started this road of, you know, the question that I asked and Tim Galloway asked is, why do people not play the way they practice? Why, when they get in a match, it's not the same purpose? And I was looking at it, and the biggest thing is they're under so much stress. Well, I go back and I look and I see in 1980, my sister wrote a book, The Working Woman and Stress. And I reread that and looked at all the things that she proposed then, and they apply now, setting goals, visualization, meditation. And I just, with her help, we just kept delving further and further and getting into more of the information that's out there now. And basically, that's how I came up with the book Zone In that I wrote.
You know, we've heard forever, you know, getting in the zone, staying in the zone, achieving the zone. I want to talk more, a lot about that, talking with longtime tennis coach Carey Powell. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Happy holidays. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. Individuals from all over the world, an endless array of topics, and listen to, tune into whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, again, you'll get a whole array of different articles and topics we've delved into on The Sports Doctor, from concussions to high heel shoes, to whether your son or daughter should specialize, to what is the best shoe. And one of my hottest topic articles has been women in high heels accepting the challenge. That's always been, we always get feedback on that. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. I can't tell you how many guests I get in some way in the world on Twitter, authors, athletes, parents, coaches, etc. Same on LinkedIn, thousands and thousands of followers. We're talking about the mental game. You know, it's interesting. When I saw McEnroe in like 1982, Carey, and he talked about none of the tennis players were doing physical exercise then. It was, you know, just play more tennis. And my longtime colleague, my mentor, Bob Guida, who was the physical sports therapist, all these great players were coming to see. I happened to be lucky enough to hanging around with him as the podiatrist. We'd get a chance to add many times orthotics to the mix. And McEnroe used to have a joke. He'd say, as soon as I unzip my racket, the guy knows I'm going to beat him. Tremendous attention to that great question you mentioned. Talk more about, you know, the ability to perform as well as you would be practicing.
Well, I mean, the great performers, the one thing they did have was confidence. You just said that about McEnroe and Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali. And confidence is a big factor in the mental game. And with that, to be confident, you have to have a discipline in your practice. And that comes from setting goals. I'm going to go out and I'm going to work harder than anybody else. And although that McEnroe didn't train, he played all the time. That's why he played doubles. He was out there playing doubles, playing matches. So
yes,
he was hitting the ball as many as Yvonne Lindell, but he wasn't putting in the extra work. But he was putting in the mental work. He was practicing on his game, you know. And
yes,
that's what made him so good. And that confidence is a amazing thing. And one of the things that I've learned.
But you could train it, right, Carrie?
You can train it.
About a couple of times in the office with, you know, because we've talked hypnosis and hypnotherapy for decades on The Sports Doctor with all sorts of different experts in so many different fields. And this is something that you were talking about also, and your approach includes those philosophies where you can train these skills. And hypnosis is one of the things, self-hypnosis. You know, talk a little bit about what your perception is about that.
Well, the brain does what you tell it to do. And the words you say and the pictures you give it, it'll perform. And what happens in a match is that when you go to hit a ball, you lose confidence in the shot. And basically you're saying to your brain, well, I can't do this. And so the brain will do everything it can to make sure you don't do it. And so you've got to go back and tell the right things to the brain. You've got to go back in a hypnotic state, or I'll just say it's a heavily meditated state where you say, positive things, the things that are possible for you to do is, yes, you can hit that forehand cross court. You have that shot. That is in your ability. And in these stated, we are going to say positive things that are going to be imprinted, recoded in your brain. So when you go to hit the ball, instead of thinking, I don't have this, you will have heard, yes, I do have this. And the program that I'm going through is called Rapid Therapeutical Therapy, and it's the lady's name is Marissa Pear, and she's got all these ideas of the mind, and the mind will do what you tell it, and if we always go out there and we tell lies to ourselves, like you say to yourself, well, I can't get my first serve in. Well, that's a lie. You can. So she says, well, why don't you tell good lies to yourself? Why don't you say, I can get it in? So we need to tell ourselves the right things. We got to stay away from negative thoughts, negative words, and negative
things. Many of the figure skaters, Carrie, as you know, I've seen some, you know, my poster boy grew up here in Illinois, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. The figure skaters, visualization, relaxation was something they always paid such great attention to. Again, the visualization, I guess, right? If you're visualizing hitting the ball well consistently, but you got to pay attention to these kinds of exercises. You know, the late, great Jim Vickery was a colleague of mine. He wrote the book Mind Golf and shared the radio show with me in the 90s for like 5 years, talked so much about visualization. You know, back then they still, I won't say they thought it was kooky, you know, the whole thing, but the acceptance of the mental game has come a long way, baby, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And well, I mean, you look at the latest French Open champion on the women's side, Iga Świątek. She has a personal mental coach with her right there on the court. And now it's gotten that point where they're having mental coaches as well as physical coaches. Yeah.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
It's,
I think it's at all levels, you know,
at all
it's
levels.
Funny. One of my, the first baseball player, Kelly, I ever put orthotics in the spikes, the great Eric Soderholm, the White Sox, who I saw recently. And we were talking about, he had his mental coach, Harvey Mizell, was a hypnotherapist. In the late 70s and early 80s, he was such a trailblazer to the fact that these aspects were very, very important. And it's great, you know, Jim Vickery used to say, I can't say I'm a psychologist in the 80s. It scares them. So he used the title Performance Enhancing Coach. When are you looking for your book to come out?
Well, hopefully next summer.
Is he got a website or anything where people can tune into what you're talking about, anywhere people can get information on what you're doing?
Yes, Carrie Powell's Tennis at yahoo.com.
Okay. What's that again?
Let me look. I'll get that exactly for
okay,
you.
Okay, you're right. Otherwise, you'll check with the sports doctor. You'll be able to get the right address. And
right.
The,
it's Kerry Powell's Tennis at yolasite.com. YOLASITE.com.
Okay.
Kerry Powell's Tennis.
You know, it's interesting. You know, tennis continues to be a big participating sport. You know, it's interesting when people grow up, it seems that they could play tennis till they're 70, 80 years old. A matter of fact, we had on X amount of months ago, we had a couple of champions who were in the 70s, the 70 leagues, and that it's not that easy a sport to take up when you're getting a little bit older. But if you've been playing, you know, since you were a kid, it seems that you could play it safely, you know, forever. And, of course, when you're a coach, Carrie, like you've been at all of these levels, including some very, very serious players, then you've got to be a sports psychologist, don't you?
Oh, yes. I really, truly believe that it has to be interwoven with the physical strokes and the strategy. But, I mean, look at Chris Everidge. I mean, her strokes were just so average. But, I mean, she's one of the greatest players of all time, only because she was just not going to give you a point. Her mental fortitude was like no other.
Yes, legendary. Yes,
legendary.
Chris Everett, legendary when it came to, you know, the mental side of the game. And again, by the time you get to these levels, of course, this is going to be a very, very big part of your success. But when you're parents of these players, coaches of these players, and young players as they're growing up, understanding the importance of learning these skills, I guess is really what you're looking to incorporate in your book. You know, Kerry Powell, longtime coach. Give me the website, Kerry, one more time before we run out of time.
All right. It's Kerry. Let me look that up again. It's Kerry Powell Tennis, and that's CareyPowellsTennis YOLASITE.com.
Great. And then, you know, we'll have you come back once that book comes out.
Thanks
okay. Thanks so much. It's the sports doctor.
Thanks, Doc.
Kerry, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is,
You cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We've got returning Christine Blanchett. She's an accomplished online TV host. She's a running celebrity. She's the creator and producer of British Columbia's popular Run With It. We trade radio shows every once in a while. I think I'm going to be on her show at the end of January. Welcome back, Christine Blanchett, to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
Oh, it's always great to have you on again. Christine is an accomplished runner. She's going to tell us more. Give us some background on you and how you ended up running with it.
Yeah, I know. I like the run with it. I wasn't really into running. I did do some track running, but my brother was the real runner, so I ended up running track for points. That means, just to have points. And I fell in love with running later, and then I went from there, and I started running with a friend, 40 minutes run, prove a point, if you will. And I did it, and I just kept going. And then I met a coach, and I started running, and it came about. And I owe running a lot. I owe the sport of running so much, because that's how it came about, creating a show called Run With It. So.
Well, you ran a marathon, right? You ran a marathon. It ended up you qualified for Boston, which is a big deal, be able to qualify to run in Boston. And then you've also done some ultra marathons. So you realized, again, a little bit later on, that you were a competitive runner.
Yes. And Boston, I really enjoyed it. And I qualified again. And I'd like to go back. I don't know when. With the pandemic, I love to...
Yes.
As I said, and I like the long distances, actually, the ultra marathon, which is a 50K. And I mean, I still run now, and I run pretty much every day, and I just love
how
it.
Much?
How
many miles do you run a week?
It's about 55 miles a week. It's not too much, but it's something.
No, that's a aggressive amount of miles. I'm just giving you a couple of pearls from the Sports Doctor, Christine. that's an aggressive, high-performance amount of miles for people to do. I wouldn't push you much further than that unless you were training specifically for something. But again, a lot of times on the Sports Doctor, and one of the things we talk about a lot on your show, Running With It, is how do we hold up to that kind of intense mileage, let alone every day. And that's a lot of times has so much to do from your biomechanics, what your foot mechanics like, what type of shoe are you in, what's your history. And that's a lot of times what we talk about on my side of the equation on your show, where you talk about so many different aspects, right? I mean, you talk nutrition, you talk the mental side, and very involved in all sorts of aspects of running as a lifestyle. And how long have you been at quote unquote serious running?
Well, it's 1999 Yeah, so 1999 officially I started taking it really, you know, serious. And I didn't know that I qualified for Boston when I ran my first marathon. It was in 1999. It was the Vancouver International Marathon. And I had, and I say the story a lot, I guess, but the Olympian Carrie Nelson said, well, did you know you qualified for Boston at the finish line? And, you know, and at the time, I didn't know about the Boston Marathon and what you need to qualify.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Let alone your first race.
Yeah, and I just, I don't know, I found that, as I said, I fell in love with running, and I have to say running found me because it's helped with me, and, you know, for the listeners, you know, your mental health and sleep, you sleep better too, and you lose weight, you know, and I think the biggest thing is really, you know, the proper equipment, like the shoes. Like, I have a lot of running shoes, a shoe library, but I mix them with trail runners, and then the road, and then, you know, track, and I don't do track now. I'm just saying that if you were to do that, then maybe track shoes or whatever, you know, but I switch up my shoes, and then I wear proper socks and maybe orthotics, just the whole, that is the most important thing, and dress for the weather, right? So
yes, and the strength training, you know, we make a big deal.
Yes.
Years ago, runners, like we talked about with my first guest, even about tennis players, the McEnroe days of the 80s and 90s, runners didn't work out. Runners didn't do any strength training. They thought it would slow them down, it would bulk them up, et cetera, et cetera. And we would see everybody breaking down physically because their body wasn't strong enough. And again, on the sports doctor, in your world of running, we make a very big deal. Of course, as a sports podiatrist, not only what is the best shoe for you, are you paying attention to being fit properly? What a big deal that is. Strengthening those feet and ankles and working balance. Work stability exercises for all that pounding that, you know, that your body takes in so many different areas. What are some of the highlights that you have been focusing on in your show, Run With It?
Well, lifelong running, how to recover, you know, how to mentally prepare for running, how to eat, you know, you know, properly fueling your body, you know, just the whole, like, oral health, you know, your whole, like, when it comes to, you know, you may have a fit body, but if your teeth is not looking after your teeth is very important too. And then having the whole, like, cross training is on the show. You know, even like I actually interviewed a lady, a Dr. Naherny, on DNA health, just, you know, having that ability to get your DNA tested and knowing, you know, your genetics and the foods and what, you know, the whole, it's interesting, Dr. Bob.
Oh yeah.
And
well, you know, just, Christine, we would ask you, you know, do you want to talk about the runner's high or do you want to talk about runner's knee? You know,
yeah.
Both are equally important. You know, the term runner's high has been around for as long as running has been very, very popular. You know, it is true, although exercise in general, it's very hard to be upset or negative or depressed when you're exercising. And that's always been one of the things, you know, where people felt that running helped them so much mentally. You know, again, whether it was the endorphins and the natural chemicals that the body emits once we're doing rhythmic aerobic exercise, you know, like running, and that it ended up that, hey, this wasn't a joke. Runner's high was real.
Yes. And there's nothing like it when you finish a race or if you run hard and you just feel like you can take on the whole world. You just have a better focus. And you know, it's something that, as I said, it's changed my life. I mean, it went from the show to writing to a podcast to a radio show. And it's something, you know, I'm very passionate about. And I'm always learning, too. And then having the show, like the experts come on and they talk about,
yes,
you know, injury prevention or the whole thing about running, right? It's for everyone, the show. It's not just for you know, serious runners, but also for the lifelong
but
runners.
But you include. Yes, but yeah. You include for the serious runner, right? So many times, again, we're talking about the two things, Christine, that everybody cares about. Whether you're the best runner in the country, whether you're their coach or their parent. And those two things are, number one, can I stay out of trouble and prevent injuries? 50% mm-hmm. of runners are injured. And a lot of it is overuse. Again, we talk about the biomechanics. Are you flat-footed? Do you have high arches? Are you bow-legged? How much strengthening are you doing, et cetera, et cetera? And the other thing is enhancing performance. You know, preventing injury on the left, enhancing performance on the right for those who are competitive, who are looking to be faster, stronger, et cetera. And many times we see that a big challenge is overuse, where we've got people just doing too much. And the new science, quote unquote, the new science, recovery. I call it intelligent rest. On the sports doctor, where whether it's sleep, nutrition, paying attention to what does it take. I'm a big massage therapy fan in the world of running and pounding type sports, soft tissue, you know, chiropractic care, massage therapy, all of the kinds of things many times that enhance your body as a runner, let alone, and you run every day.
Every other day, like, and then I do cross training, like, you know, and I think I include walking and hiking and I just like to, because I find, in my opinion, like running is a forward motion, and I like to do to keep motivated as well, but also to, you know, cross training is a huge part of your, you know, work on your core and other muscle groups. So, and before when I started running, I would, you were mentioning before that, I would just run, and yes. And nothing else. And then I got injured. So you learn.
It's still a challenge. It's still a challenge today, depending on the sport, whether or not you can get those particular athletes to use different parts of the body. Cross-training, I used to joke a little bit with the word triathlon. I used to say cross-training was invented by injured runners. You know, they had to back off. So we had to say, gee, Christine, get on a bike. Let's do some weights. Let's do yoga. We can't run every day. You can't tolerate it physically. And cross-training then becomes a very, very valuable, smart way. I'm glad to hear you're doing it every other day. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the different topics you talk about. We're talking with Christine Blanchett. She's the host of Run With It, British Columbia. She's a running celebrity. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Happy holidays, everybody. You know, sometimes I hear that commercial where I do the over a talk and I say, geez, you got that New York accent. Stick with it, Dr. Bob. We're talking with Christine Blanchett. She is a running celebrity. She's the host of Run With It. Christine, what's the best website people could find out about you and your writings and the show?
It's the runwithit.ca. Or just Google my name, it'll come up, like Christine Blanchette or runwithit.ca.
Blanchette, I've been pronouncing your name wrong all this time.
No, that's okay. It's okay.
You know, my last name is Weil. I've spent forever where they'd say Wheel or Weil or whatever, so you'd think I'd pay a little bit more attention. You know, we were talking about the different areas that you like to include on your show. How often is your show? Weekly? How often is your show?
It's monthly, but it gets repeats twice a day, every day. And so it airs twice a day, as I said. And then I share it on my socials as well. So it's on YouTube and it's on broadcast. So it's a monthly show that gets a lot of repeat airplay.
Great. What are some of the, I know that you've done a lot of fitness writing, exercise writing, like you said, you got involved in that. What are some of the topics you like to focus on that you've been writing about?
I like to write inspirational stories about people who are making a comeback, people who are starting to run, people that, athletes that they become injured and they are giving their tips. So I do like a Q&A, you know, sharing their successes. Brain health, and then sometimes, you know, celebrities who are on set and they're on set for 12-hour days, maybe more, and they're exercising, they love running. And it's, you know, that common thread, running, right? It doesn't matter, if you're an actor or, a teacher, you know, it's really great when I can talk about running, cause it's something that it helps, right? Like, you know, your mental health, yes. Your physical, everything.
Well, you know, like you're talking about also, where you're talking about, again, recovery, one of the hottest topics, no matter what somebody does, no matter where they are, no matter what the topic happens to be, what the effect of COVID, the effect of the pandemic has had on the mental side of everything. And it's just no doubt how dramatic, you know, some of these changes are. And the expert after expert have talked a lot about that. And again, the area of recovery, the depression after injury, the frustration, for instance, of not being able to get back, you know, I'm still injured and it's been months and et cetera, et cetera. So the recovery side of things, coming back, you know, from injury, paying attention to the challenges of it and some of the different tools that we have on the mental side, I think is a very important topic, don't you?
Yes. And I think, you know, because I was there when, just to share with you, you know, I had a hamstring injury and I thought, oh my goodness, I can't run. I'm depressed. And then someone, the physiotherapist says, why don't you try pool running? And I'm like, pool running? Like, I don't want to do that. But I said to myself, like, and the physiotherapist, well, it's only temporary. And that word temporary pushed me to the pool. And I'm like a cat in water. I don't like the water, but I ended up pool running. And it really made me a stronger runner.
Water resistance is fat. You could be the best athlete in the world, and someone could blow you away with water resistance. Mm-hmm. Muhammad Ali used to throw punches underwater. Never forget that in Life magazine. Also, you know, pool running, you don't weigh anything, which is mm-hmm. one of the reasons that it becomes very helpful in being able to come back. And the most of the joy of running has an awful lot to do with, again, is staying out of trouble and trying to not have to have so much downtime. So the addition of the cross-training philosophy, which is to strengthen all the areas of your body as best you can, will really help in staying out of trouble with running. I tell all of our running world all the time, if you have, because running shoes change like cars do every year.
Yeah.
You see new shoes and different shoes. And I got news for you, still 50% of the athletic population are not fit properly, Christine.
Yeah.
It's an amazing statistic, most of it being with size related. So many times we tell the running population, if you have a shoe that's worked for you, stick with it. Make sure you don't allow it to wear down aggressively. And if you've got a history of problems with your lower extremities, pay attention to foot mechanics. I can't tell you how helpful orthotics could be when problems are persistent, with whether it's plantar fasciitis or Achilles or knee. Half the problems in women I would see over the decades, Christine, in girl and women runners, are knee trouble. And I'm a foot specialist. So I have to sing the song to you guys that the foot bone's connected to the ankle bone, connected to the knee bone. You really have to pay attention, especially if problems are persistent, where we start to see, you know, that things can be very, very foot-related. There's never been a more challenging patient in the world of sports than an injured runner. Really. Like you were just saying, oh, I've got a hamstring. You mean I can't run? This has always been a mental challenge in my experience with runners over the years. And that's where many times, again, we would see that cross-training would really, really help the whole mental side of not still being able to continue to run. That was always a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I, you know, again, if you think of it and like it's only temporary, I'm going to be back on track, and in the meantime, I'm going to cross train, and I'm going to read a lot of figuring out how I can improve my, you know, fitness. It could be body weight training, and, you know, and that can help. You could find another sport that you like. It could be, you know, for me, it was pool running at the time. And, you know, anything that gets you your moves lighting, moving.
Yes, could be, again, somebody could be weightlifting. You know, sometimes, again, we see that we use the world of whether it's chiropractic medicine, whether it is physical therapy, whether it is massage therapy, to try to, again, stay out of trouble. If you are somebody who runs and runs a lot, you've got to be doing cross training to strengthen your body. And you got to strengthen those feet and ankles. I know I'm prejudiced as the sports doctor, sports podiatrist, but I don't know any athletes whose feet and ankles are overdeveloped. It's a weak link, and therefore we want people to pay attention to that and to strengthen, balance, work on those different types of balance exercises. When the famous Bob Guider would see some of the world's great runners, he'd have them all doing balance exercises. Christine Blanchette, I got it right. Give me the website again, Christine. They could just Google you or go where?
Oh, runwithit.ca or just run with it. They'll you know, just Google the show or my name and yes, it'll come up.
The gal is everywhere. Thank you so much for joining me again. It was great. I look forward to joining you the end of January. Christine Blanchette, again, running celebrity, run with it. Hold on, Christine. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself
on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor's In segment where we feature some upcoming guests and topics, answer some of your emails. Again, you could email me, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, and we'd love to feature sometime or another of those emails. As always, we got some great guests coming up. Matt Gooch, he's one of the worldwide directors with Superfeet, one of the most successful over-the-counter arch orthotic supports. And then live from Australia, Dr. Shane Tuohy. He's a podiatrist who specializes with acupuncture. When we have him on live, 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, it's 6 in the morning, Thursday morning in Australia. So that'll be a great show. The following week, pediatric orthopedist, Dr. Jennifer Weiss, will be joining me. And then my colleague in the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, film producer Joel Franco. So we'll be catching up with what the progress is of getting this documentary ready to go. Like everything else in the world, we've really been slowed up, the whole COVID challenge. Some emails. Debbie says, could you talk a little bit about runner's knee? You know, Debbie, if you caught the first or the second part of the show with Christine, runners, we talked a little bit about inflammation, tendonitis, usually of the kneecap, the patella tendon, which attaches the kneecap to the upper shin, is the generalization of runner's knee, almost always associated with overuse. Either, I call it the terrible twos, too much, too soon, too aggressive. When persistent, we start paying big attention to the attachment of foot mechanics. So many of the orthotics I have prescribed over decades are for runners, knee problems in runners, pronation problems relating to excessive torque or twisting of the knee. Normal pronation or collapsing of the foot, which is a multi-motion combination, is accompanied by lower leg internal rotation. So if pronation is excessive, we could over-rotate and twist that knee. It becomes a big problem. You also want to look at, are you in the right shoe? Well, Terry said, you talk about instability training a lot. Yeah, Terry, I do. It's one of the second concepts of exercises that I included in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, for any athlete, any sport, any level, even though we were talking about youth sports, was work balance, challenge balance. Everything from standing on one foot to balancing on tilt boards to working on Bosu type equipment to the very exciting sand dune stepper that everybody knows I promote, where you are creating imbalance and demanding the body balance. Amazingly, whether you are looking to prevent falling in super seniors, whether you're looking to enhance the performance of a 12, 13, 14-year-old dancer, figure skater, tennis player, soccer player, you want to include what my famous sports therapist and mentor, Bob Guida, labeled instability training. He would have athletes walking on rollable balance beams to stress those areas. You balance on one foot. If you had sensors in every muscle of your body, they'd all light up. All the stabilizers. So strengthening those areas works your core, your butt, your hips, everything that stabilizes the joints. Alice says, my 13-year-old daughter is a serious
figure skater. Her arches have become such a problem. You know, Alice, this is common in what I see in all the decades I've treated figure skaters. The gold program for that is custom orthotics. Solves the problem. It's interesting. Next week, we've got Matt Gooch on from Superfeet. Superfeet, I first saw them 35 years ago in hockey and figure skates. They're a good over-the-counter device to move in that direction if orthotics can't. Sometimes it's enough. Many times also paying attention to the boots. Do they fit it properly? I can't tell you how my longtime colleague, John Hermata, Mr. Edge, talks about the importance of proper fit in the boots. You want to pay attention to those factors. The boots, her foot mechanics, common. Either the high arch because of the rigid type arch or the pronated or flat type foot, which is much more common, can be what gives us the plantar fascia straining and irritation. See podiatry. Pay attention to all those areas. Jeff says, Morton's toe. Is Morton's toe Morton Neuroma? You know, Jeff, it isn't. Morton's toe is a common a variability of toe length, like a long second toe, which is longer than the first toe. Sometimes the whole metatarsal is longer than the first. Some of the best athletes I've ever seen had Morton's foot with that longer second toe. Sometimes it can cause some type of excessive pressure under the ball of the foot, which can be associated with nerve entrapment or nerve inflammation, which is the term neuroma. So even though there's a little bit different designation, somehow they labeled in general with the name Morton's. We do see some problems with the Morton's toe, again, with that particular metatarsal joint under the ball of the foot getting pounded or aggravated because that joint happens to be receiving excessive pressure. The big toe is designed to probably have 75% of the push-off pressure, what's called supination. And if we've got that Morton's toe, sometimes it changes some of the pressure points. So, again, you want to check that out with podiatry. I don't know how much time we got left, but I want to just highlight again the importance of being fit properly, whether it's you or whether it's your son or daughter. So many, almost 50% of even athletic individuals aren't fit properly. A lot of times it's somebody as they get a little bit older and they say, you know, I was always size 9. I assume it's the same. I could buy shoes online. I don't have to be fit by anybody. I can pick them out off the shelf. And this is many times when we see problems as we get older. It's not unusual to see that we might need a little bit more size-wise. One of the biggest concerns we have is in foot width. One of the reasons that I always have liked New Balance, they were one of the leaders in the field of name brand shoes to pay big attention to width. This was a big deal many times with women's feet, where you might have a broader ball of foot, a narrower heel, and have concerns over being fit properly. Girls' shoes for years was, hey, pick the right boy size. Okay, everybody, we're about out of time. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I want to wish everybody a safe holiday. Again, stay safe, stay educated. And we'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everybody. Dr. Bob here at the Sports Doctor.